The city of Asheville has released its draft proposal for spending $225 million in federal disaster recovery funds. BPR's Felicia Sanmez has details.
James Shelton leads the Community Development Division within the city's Community and Economic Development Department. He says the proposal divides the funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development into three main categories.
What you'll see in our plan is a very sizable allocation toward infrastructure, $130 million out of $225, and then $50 million for economic revitalization and $29 million for housing.
The state plans to spend the majority of its $1.4 billion in federal disaster recovery funds on housing. But Asheville, which is receiving a separate, smaller pot of money, faces different needs, Shelton says.
The unmet needs assessment that we did for the city of Asheville indicated that our storm had a serious and critical impact on our housing stock. It also had a much larger impact on our infrastructure and on our economic situation.
The release of the plan comes after a month of public meetings where residents provided feedback. Shelton says the result is a community-informed plan for Asheville's long-term recovery.
Our hope is that this plan reflects what our community has expressed and has experienced as a result of Helene, but it's also a reflection of the long road that we have ahead of us.
And while there's still plenty of uncertainty surrounding federal funding under the new Trump administration, Shelton says HUD staff recently assured city officials they'll do everything they can to get the money flowing. For BPR News, I'm Felicia Sanmez.
The city will hear responses to the plan from the community. Residents have until April 3rd to weigh in online at AshevilleRecovers.org or can attend one of three listening sessions later this month. The first will be held March 19th.